The Hall of Mental Cultivation became the center of power after the reign of the Emperor Kangxi. The mere mention of the name of this imperial residence is enough to make people yearn for it. Sadly, for the time being, visitors must remain outside and rely on their imaginations for a sense of what went on here.
希望吧，现在还看不出来是嘉靖哪年的哈，应该是十四，然后但是我们就是想亲这一片，但是这一片感觉不一定能亲得出来。在《明实录》里边，他那个档案记载的是嘉靖16年新作养心殿城。
At the end of 2015, the Palace Museum began the first grand restoration of the Hall of Mental Cultivation in more than 100 years. Zhang Dian has an important role to play in this groundbreaking research and restoration project. She's making rubbings of the inscriptions on the outer walls of the Hall of Mental Cultivation.
好像是，哎，好像是，竟然能可以把它识别出来，我今天下午没白干。For
600 years, the Forbidden City has been at the very heart of Beijing. Its palaces steadfastly standing, bearing witness to all manner of thrilling stories. And though time has ravaged other places, it's been gentle with the Forbidden City. Even so, no building can last that long without the aid of people. Over the course of its 600-year history, generations and generations of craftsmen have done their bit to preserve the unique heritage of the Forbidden City. The Department of Construction Management is a department established by the Palace Museum dedicated to the research and restoration of ancient buildings. Just as it was 600 years ago, the Palace Museum is located right in the very center of the capital. To avoid the morning rush, Wang Hui always arrives at the office early. He joined the Department of Construction Management in 2003 when the Palace Museum began its grand restoration. Now with plenty of experience under his belt, he's in charge of project management for the restoration of the Hall of Mental Cultivation.
这两天也没人喂他啊，今儿有两天不喂啊，手一进来的，他自己全上来了。
The roof of the office of the Department of Construction Management is covered with black tiles. It's not just a random color. It was built like that on purpose. In the spring of 1421, the Forbidden City was struck by lightning just 97 days after it was built, and the three main palaces were all burnt down. So fire prevention became a top priority for the Forbidden City. This little yard used to be the fire prevention department of the Qing court. According to the system of five phases, water corresponds to black. So the black tiles symbolize the duties of the fire prevention department.
<笑>慢点啊！
Wong Hui and Zheng Dian come to the Hall of Mental Cultivation almost every day.
看得清吗?
左二，他想写那个带木字边的横，但是他写成了行走的行。
The grand restoration of the Hall of Mental Cultivation might be extremely challenging, but it's also a process that's endlessly engaging and full of surprises.
如果规矩的做法，或者说如果书上的，它一定应该上面还有一个，但是它现在这个是没有的。
The rear hall is the emperor's bedroom. As the restoration proceeded, they discovered something, something that even the emperor himself didn't know about.
这个就一个，不是，不止一个呀。你那个肯定也不是望满边。哪个呀？那边那个肯定不是望满边。这个，这个经这儿。Someone
dared to trick the All Highest, the emperor himself.
后殿的这个铲子呢？
它直接钉到这个正脊梁上了，像这种单檩的脊，应该上边有一个扶脊木。这个扶脊木的话，它的这个面是有一个一个的船窝的，这个船窝是要把船子给放进去卡在上面。那现在的话，因为没有这个东西，所以这个船子就是扶搁在上面，然后靠钉子给它连着。The
workers discovered this secret after they removed this part of the roof. The structure of the paraboloid gable roof of the rear hall has been greatly simplified, not in line with the engineering standards of the time at all.
咱这哪有啊？有。我认为应该是嘉庆之后。是吧？对。非常非常后期的做法。嗨，我估计肯定也是国力衰弱的时候弄的，对吧？对，你要是有钱，人家没必要，毕竟是皇宫里的东西，人没必要给你做成这样。
Brick, stone, tile, and wood make up the bulk of traditional Chinese architecture. The restoration has been underway for over a year, and the technicians of the Department of Construction Management have checked more than 100,000 tiles from the Hall of Mental Cultivation. They have recorded and made rubbings of over 10,000 tiles with inscriptions. These inscriptions provide a unique perspective on the Hall of Mental Cultivation, both past and present. They found that most tiles with inscriptions on the roof of the Hall of Mental Cultivation were made around 1799, the fourth year of the Jia Qing reign. Why didn't the Jia Qing emperor prepare the Hall of Mental Cultivation and move in as soon as he ascended the throne? Because in his first 4 years as the emperor, he had no right to live in his own palace. In 1796, the Qianlong Emperor officially passed the throne to Jia Qing. However, this grand emperor didn't go to his luxurious secret garden to live out the rest of his life, as he publicly claimed. His lust for power was so strong that it even overcame his desire for rest and retirement. So even after his abdication, Qianlong continued to live in the Hall of Mental Cultivation, retaining imperial power firmly in his own hands. For more than 3 years, Jia Qing had no choice but to live under the shadow of his father, even though he was the true emperor. In the fourth year of the Jiaqing reign, Qianlong passed away. The new emperor was finally able to move into the Hall of Mental Cultivation. The long-suppressed Jiaqing emperor instantly arrested Huo Shen, his father's favorite minister, and didn't wait for a second to renovate the Hall of Mental Cultivation. Zheng Dian's rubbings of all the tiles made during this period bear witness to the 40-year-old emperor's joy and ambition. Today, an in-wall pillar of the West Hall of the Hall of Mental Cultivation poses a problem for the Department of Construction Management's restoration work. The initial survey shows that the interior of this pillar is badly decayed. But if they want to replace the whole pillar, they'll have to demolish the entire wall around it. The consequences of the slightest mistake could be dire. There's nothing easy about restoring ancient buildings. Wood always decays with the passage of time, and the rot often starts from within. To deal with this problem, the Department of Construction Management has brought in specialist consultants. As well as strictly adhering to engineering standards, the ancient builders also tried their best to avoid waste. So though the cracked timbers cannot serve as beams, they can still be used as pillars. Every piece of wood in these ancient buildings tells its own story, in a voice that only those with enough knowledge and experience can hear and understand. Li Yongge, a representative of the third generation of carpenters in the Palace Museum, has participated in almost every grand restoration since the 1980s. It's 30 years since he was first involved in restoring the Hall of Mental Cultivation. He's one of the few who can hear the voice of the wood and the stories it tells. The Department of Construction Management attaches great importance to the experience accumulated by previous craftsmen. Ever since the start of the Hall of Mental Cultivation Restoration Project, they've called on the wisdom and expertise of veteran craftsmen. The Department of Construction Management has recorded these processes, an invaluable reference source for future Palace Museum restorers. Li Yongge's predecessors started restoring the ancient Forbidden City in the 1920s. Li Yongge himself served as a carpenter here for over 40 years.
Yes, sir.
Now, he is passing on his accumulated experience to the younger generation of craftsmen in the Palace Museum. This is how the restoration of ancient buildings works. Generations of Palace Museum craftsmen have contributed to the grand restoration of the Hall of Mental Cultivation.
走了，同志们，不走关门了啊！工作好，关门。
At the request of the Department of Construction Management, an expert group from Beijing Forestry University brought a set of equipment to the Hall of Mental Cultivation to measure the degree of decay of the pillar more precisely. This device can detect the degree of decay in cross sections of timber in a minimally invasive way. It's a bit like giving the timber a CT scan.
这理脆也不好，
完了完了，这个
完了，
完了，
接着打啊，接着打，
不行了，
对，
好，
接着打，等着让你停再停。
嗯，
哎呀。
The first few waveform graphs show that the pillar is highly likely to be completely decayed. Replacement is the only option.
这回好像是，哇，这一段，
九公分，
又开始，
嗯，将近十公分，嗯。
我想要一个这个数据，就是这个方子，对，两米七的地方，它再顺着再来一次。
At Zheng Dian's insistence, the team added a sampling point at a higher location.
希望可以保住哪怕一部分呢，就尽量能够那个。
行了，行了，
可以了。
The new scan shows that the upper part of the pillar still can bear the weight, making it possible to restore it by replacing the rotten lower part alone. Thus, part of the original wood and the history attached to it can be preserved in this restoration.
This is the 原来修的时候找一棵木材凑合着上。这个应该有多少年了？应该有一百多年了吧？这一百多年之后再修，麻烦就来了。当时要不用它，用一颗好的，可能就不会出现这种问题。
嗯。
With the weather turning cooler and becoming unsuitable for plaster work, the Department of Construction Management.Opts to put off actual restoration of the pillar until spring. For now, they'll gather the materials needed for the work. The day in the Hall of Mental Cultivation starts at the Gate of Divine Prowess. Every morning, restoration workers enter the palace through here.
You like this one, it's got a pin in it, it's here. Yeah.
Although the restoration of the in-wall pillar won't start until next year, other work in the Hall of Mental Cultivation is already underway. By taking measurements of detailed records of the Hall of Mental Cultivation, the researchers create kind of a medical record for the palace.
看我的手套已经牺牲了，如果这是我的肉，是不是就已经滑滑的？
我来之前我说给你打电话，我说我告诉你我过了一下，我照一下那后面的雨搭。啊，
杨老师他们在底下呢，他们，
我看不见您，
您贵姓？
姓王，王光斌。坐彩画。
您不是原来？
我原来在二队来，二队。
嗯，军队二队。
一个月待了两年。嗯，
都管理人才。
你在工地干活。
牺牲掉了。
这还要拍吗？别拍了，别拍了。
学派的都不敢来实习了。
你像那个我们今天做的那个是船子的分形分式，
22是第二种。
如果是一批做出来的船子的话，它的这个做法应该都是一样的，所以我们会综合这些各种细节，然后再结合文献、结合图档分析它的这个修缮，就是一个建筑的成长史。
More than 300 years ago, a foreigner who shared a common interest with today's researchers in ancient buildings left us a precious record. In 1690, the French missionary Jean-François Gobillon was invited to come to the Hall of Mental Cultivation to teach Emperor Kangxi mathematics. At that time, the Hall of Mental Cultivation was the imperial workshop.And he recorded this interesting account of the craftsman in his diary. We were led to a place in the palace called the Hall of Mental Cultivation, where some of the most skilled craftsmen, such as painters, carpenters, goldsmiths, and coppersmiths, were working. He also noted that the emperor had a strong interest in craftsmanship as well, sometimes coming here especially to watch the craftsmen work.
不是，
来的时候它是这块这个透风砖嘛，它是就是在这个上面。
那这个可以拿出来。
破坏了蜘蛛网。
Ventilated bricks are another ingenious invention pioneered by ancient craftsmen. The hollowed-out brick can let the air flow through it, keeping the in-wall wooden pillars dry and reducing the possibility of decay.2 years ago, the ventilated bricks of the West Hall gave a special gift to the Palace Museum. In January 2019, when they were checking the ventilated bricks of the outer walls of the West Hall, they accidentally found a playbill that was over 100 years old. It records the program and cast list of a New Year opera performance in the Forbidden City in the mid to late Qing Dynasty.This discovery is of great value to historians of palace opera.
所以当时我们也是一方面是清理，一方面我们也是在那个探查这个柱根的情况，然后打开以后，在一堆尘土当中有两个卷成一个小系统的那个黄色的一个小卷轴子，大概也就这么长吧，是吧？
可能就是手里边难累了，说那个细折已经养完细了没用了，就从这儿就给塞里边去了呗。这一塞就是这100多年。
这个就跟那个漂流瓶那作用似的，漂流瓶是扔海里边去了，谁捞上来谁看。就这个就是将来谁打开了谁看，也可能几十年上百年了，就是啊。
While the Hall of Mental Cultivation is under grand restoration, the survey and restoration of other palaces is also being carried out.
看了吗？马上就要掉下来，这可能是一个比较急的事儿。
The buildings themselves are the most important objects in the Palace Museum collection. These people walking around in the Forbidden City are from the management office of the Department of Ancient Buildings. Day after day,They meticulously record every problem, major or minor, to be found in the ancient buildings and make restoration plans accordingly.
就每年要查一次，对对，查到这么多的点位啊。今年电子系统这一块是查了6000多个点，6200多个点，然后就是这么大量的这个检测的这个点位的。之前都是拿那个大的 A3 纸啊，然后再去人工的记，然后就现在相当于把这个所有的这些内容信息全都给它电子化，然后用那个 Pad 端，我们手持就可以现场记录了。这边缺的架两边仙人， 对，仙人也缺的，像两个、四个，加上那个门四，那门也没有。上面那个正脊那块儿吧，那儿也缺一块。
对，盖吉瓦也缺一块。
你看兽脚，它不规则的还是挺多的。你看像这个兽脚，不也是吗？这个呢？哎，越是这样的地儿越好。
怕磕着碰着。
对。
这俩脑袋。
拿一个人像拍一下。
人像，太没意思。
这个天冷了，多穿点。
对。
让仙人冲镜头笑一个。
就站着去，小鹿就这样，
生气了。
Only one stop is left in the architectural inspection. Chi Fei and her colleagues come to a closed area. There's a fantastic building here. They are about to restart a restoration project that was put on hold due to the epidemic.Numinous Firmament Treasure Hall is the place where Taoist activities were held in the imperial palaces of the Ming and Qing dynasties, and the main deity is Emperor Hao Tian. In the Qing dynasty, the Xianfeng Emperor once came here to pray for snow. The Xuanchong Gate is the last guard leading to this palace. But after hundreds of years of erosion, it's not as strong as it used to be.
其实这大多数还是在的，
对，但有
就多久没到这儿来？
就
疫情之间就没进来。
对，
疫情有多长？他们就在这有多久？
他们在冷宫里待。
那我下去。有什么来着？给你打。哦。不要在这，跟他说一声。
The problem with the Xianchong Gate is this rotten beam.Wood, the most important material used in traditional Chinese buildings, is constantly exposed to lightning, decay, insect damage, and other destructive forces.
Wow, this building is really
beautiful. It's got a light. It's
got
a light. It's got a light. It's got a
light. It's got a light.放口袋了，这是抱下来的。
多帮我拿一个。
People are often faced with a dilemma when dealing with decayed wood components.From a functional point of view, the new wood has much better load-bearing capacity. But from the point of view of heritage conservation, it's important to preserve as much of the original material as possible. The Department of Ancient Buildings decided to keep the intact part of the timber and fill in the missing parts with new strips of wood.This wooden beam contains both old and new wood and will continue to support the glazed decorations of the Xuanchong Gate.
拜拜。
The date on the timber will provide invaluable information for the next generation of restorers. However, Chi Fei hopes that this kind of information will not be necessary.
就是没有问题就一定不用动，有问题就一定会动。就让它封存在里头吧。
Unlike the wooden beam of the Xuanchong Gate, there was no question at all that this completely rotten timber would have to be replaced. Originally, it was located at the uppermost part of the main hall of the Hall of Mental Cultivation, enjoying a prominent position and an important function as a ridge mounting beam.In order to waterproof the roof of the traditional buildings, there are multiple lines of defense. What we can normally see are the ridges and tiles. Underneath them, there's a thick waterproof layer made of oil-based mortar. Supporting the waterproof layer is a wooden structure consisting of roof boarding, rafters, and purlins. The rafters are fixed on top of the highest large wooden component of the building, the ridge mounting beam. It is this complex structure that allows the palace to be totally waterproof. The numerous imperial projects of the Ming Dynasty consumed almost all of golden silk nanmu wood in China. This precious wood takes several hundred years to grow. When the emperors of the Qing Dynasty wanted to restore the palace, they could find no golden silk nanmu, so they had no choice but to use a different type of wood. This ridge-mounting beam in the Hall of Mental Cultivation was put here during a restoration, and it's made of pine. In accordance with the principles of restoration, the Department of Construction Management needs to replace it with new timber of exactly the same species and texture. Ever since the Qing Dynasty, there have been logging camps around Beijing capable of supplying timber for palaces. The selected pine has been roughly processed and will be shipped to the Palace Museum tonight. Due to the restrictions on traffic within Beijing's Second Ring Road, the driver, Mr. Meng, needs to wait outside the Third Ring Road till 11 p.m. and spend another 30 minutes to finish the second half of the journey. After unloading the truck full of wood, Mr. Meng will drive out through the Gate of Divine Prowess and go home, the end of just another normal working day. But the wood he brought in today will stay on the roof of the Hall of Mental Cultivation for more than 100 years. A great part of the charm of time is that while it demolishes almost everything, it often preserves the most beautiful things. The color paintings on the ridges and purlins of the roof of the Hall of Mental Cultivation were briefly revealed thanks to the replacement of the ridge-mounting beam. It is speculated that during the Jia Jing reign, the Hall of Mental Cultivation was the place where the emperor, who had a keen interest in immortality, held religious activities. The first emperor to use the Hall of Mental Cultivation as a residence was probably the Wan Li Emperor of the Ming Dynasty. He lived here for almost 30 years, rarely ever leaving. The 15th year of the Wan Li reign is famous for many reasons, not least the number of important events that happened that year. But few people realize that they were brought about by an emperor who rarely ventured beyond the confines of his own palace. What's more, for over 30 years, he didn't even attend the imperial court. What exactly did he do in the Hall of Mental Cultivation? So far, historians remain divided on this issue. But architectural experts have already mastered the wooden structure of the ridge mountain beam of the Hall of Mental Cultivation where he lived. Buildings are always much easier to understand than people. The ridge-mounting beams of the main hall of the Hall of Mental Cultivation are connected by dovetails. This special type of mortise and tenon can withstand the lateral tension and fasten all the ridge mounting beams together, giving the roof a more stable structure.
来来走走。
The fabrication and installation of the ridge mounting beams is all done by hand. In the absence of modern lifting facilities, for hundreds of years, craftsmen relied on human muscle power to assemble and install these huge timbers.
哎呀，我不行，看手啊，好嘞，那挺好，下不去了，
。
After the new and old dovetails were locked in place, the workers used the old nails to fix up other wood components. The color paintings are hidden again. Maybe they'll need to wait for the next restoration before they see the light of day again. Wang Hui is on shift tonight. With the onset of colder weather, restoration work on the Hall of Mental Cultivation is drawing towards a temporary stop.
These children are doing quite cute. Yes. Hmm. This crystal ball is just what? You see, this is like a little turtle. Right? Turning the
tail. Yes. Yes.
You see, very handsome, very cute, right? 哎，那个，加油！加油！哎，
王叔，走了，
车到了啊！走了，我开门。
The Forbidden City at night. People who've never been here have all sorts of ideas about what this place is like when darkness comes. Imagination and mystery permeates every corner.
原先在第一步这儿办过一阵工吧，他说有一次他出去玩啊，这九点来钟吧，他说他原来我这九点一会儿一点什么呀？我说早真的我是真的不了，九点吧，九点。
如果今天有月亮，这儿又没灯，这儿是一片惨白，但是挺惨。
是能是给你心理造成压力而已。但是说你真是说什么灵异事件的意思，
其实都是心理作用的。
In fact, nights in the Palace Museum are often lively and busy. Sometimes there's more activity here than there is in the daytime. Over the course of 600 years, how many such nights has the Forbidden City experienced?
This guard has to check the whole car. Now, it's like this car. 他们已经检查完了，进去已经跟我办完交接了。我进去要负责他们的安全了，就是每天晚上都很繁忙，这里边啊，所有的运输全部指着晚上，包括运水的、运食品的啊。
Tonight, the construction party has asked permission for two trucks to come into the Palace Museum to remove the debris generated by their work. In the early morning, the traces of last night's work has been cleaned up. The sun shines on every inch of the Palace Museum. The Meridian Gate is open, welcoming tourists from all over the world. Before the suspension of the grand restoration for the duration of winter, the roof tiles of the Hall of Mental Cultivation will be relaid.
这个瓦呀，应该比这个爆炸的年代还要远。这是从别地儿拿过来的。是。一是看啊，它这个龙的这个纹饰，我们说你看它，比较古里啊。虽然它也爆了，这个龙鳞呢，你看啊，也都给爆了釉了，但是它这个形状看还是比较早的。
那个长它也不显，不行就稍微收一下。啊，长也是一个机缘巧合吧，接触了这。就是说，原先是我爸，他就在干这古建，他都干了有10年20年。是不是下次让你提前给我说说你想问什么，我写个词儿，我也好应付。
After restoring the wooden components and taking rubbings of the inscriptions, the intact tiles are put back in their positions. The inscriptions on their backs are hidden again, waiting for the future restorers to find them.
其实你说这个瓦它也有年头了，我认为在这儿坏了吧，它也不是什么坏事，很次。怎么看出来呢？嗯，它这个，你看。
As for these broken tiles and bricks that didn't survive the test of time, they will be properly stored in the warehouse. The tiles were made from clay, fired, then used by people to keep out the wind and rain. In the Forbidden City, the golden glazed tiles are for protecting the wooden roofs and eaves and present the most brilliant colors. In order to find the best glazed tiles to replace the broken ones, the Department of Construction Management visited many places in China where traditional glaze firing techniques are still in use. 300 kilometers away, fire and earth are creating miracles together. As the flame goes out and the clay hardens, the tiles are finished. In the Ming Dynasty, the glaze firing techniques in Shanxi were as famous as Jingdezhen porcelain. When building the Forbidden City, the three main glaze firing families in Shanxi all participated in it. However, the glaze firing techniques used in this workshop in Shuozhou come from Beijing. In the Yuan Dynasty, the government specially set up a bureau of glaze in Mentougou in Beijing to provide glazed tiles for the imperial family. In the Ming and Qing Dynasties, a lot of glazed tiles in the Forbidden City were made here. Now, they're set to become the youngest glazed tiles on the roof of the Hall of Mental Cultivation. For them, the test of time has only just begun.
这都要单烧，这不能放流，不能平着烧，平着烧再粘，这就得立着烧。出了瓦，拿模具抠出它来，还得抹光，抹完了再从瓦上粘，它分三个部位呢，这个。
On the roofs are stunning examples of glaze work. Few people know the names of all these beasts. They only know that the word five ridges and six beasts is used to describe a loafer, an idle person. In fact, each of them has a unique mission. Some put out fire. Some ensure auspiciousness. Some are fierce guards. And some are the embodiment of justice. What's for sure is that roof charms have been guarding these ancient palaces tirelessly, day and night, for centuries. With the successful completion of the work on the roof of the Hall of Mental Cultivation, the shelter that has been here for more than 500 days finally starts coming down. Now, the tiles and roof charms will once again be able to feel the wind and rain and see the light of day. According to historical records that are accessible today, of all the occupants of this imperial palace, only the last emperor, Aishin Jioro Puyi, ever went up onto the roof. It was the generations of craftsmen, the ones who spent 600 years with these tiles and glaze works, who knew this place best of all.
建筑就是活的呀，
嗯，
包括它那信息，你要是在这个里边工作时间长了，你就能读懂它那个信息啊。说啊，哪怕一个小时候一个瓦当，都是一个文物啊。
或者说，它跟国博跟首博不一样的，不就是因为它有？就是这个体量的这些古建筑，只有把这些材料都可以定位回它在历史当中的那个位置，它才可以解决更多的问题。
600 years ago, the Forbidden City was completed in Beijing. Over the past 600 years, countless brilliant craftsmen have come here from all around the country to keep this ancient building complex alive and healthy. People die, but palaces don't. The palaces get old, but new generations keep coming to aid them. Timbers from different years and craftsmen of different generations all strive to keep the unchanging appearance of the Forbidden City. Behind the everlasting splendor is an endless relay of people and materials, not to mention boundless love for the beauty of palace architecture.